Welcome back. You're listening to The Critics Circle. I'm Lisa Ellen with Real Happiness Cinema Therapy, and this is our latest episode of Popcorn Therapy. I'm joined today by Dr. Donna Copeland. As per usual, Donna is with Dr. Donna's Film Reviews and TexasArtAndFilm.net. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Great. So here at Popcorn Therapy, this is where we look at movies and draw inspiration from them so that we can become happier and healthier in our own actual life. And today, our topic is grit. Grit is a great feature to have and nurture. And it often proves, makes for some pretty
sometimes
spectacular stories and movies as well. So grit is a firmness of character. It's an indomitable courage, toughness, or resolution. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it can show up in a kind of loud, boisterous way, where someone is out just, you know, fighting hard, or it could be an internal resolution as somebody saying fighting an illness, and we don't necessarily see what that looks like on the outside, but it's all going on. And it's where people draw from themselves to face what's facing them without flinching. And so mm-hmm. sometimes you just gotta keep on keeping mm-hmm. on, and grit is what lets us do that.
Well, we were talking about resilience, and where resilience brings to mind something dynamic and flexible, grit is, to me, harder. That is, it's something that is resolute and non-yielding. It's persistence in the face of obstruction. It can be considered simply stubbornness.
It can.
But most of the time, when we talk about grit, we're referring to something strong within a person that keeps them plugging on without giving up. I think it's possible that some people are born with this trait, but it's also true that some early experiences can foster grit. And it may be modeled by parents and even be the result of a continual struggle between a parent and child.
Interesting, yes.
But it can also come about like with sheer will, deciding that mm-hmm. you're going to do this. At any rate, it's a positive quality in dealing with life's challenges.
Yes,
sometimes
it is
absolutely essential.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Our movies today, the three movies that we'll talk about throughout our segment today that are wonderful illustrations of this, are Whiplash with Miles Teller up against his, he's a drum student who really wants to be great, and he comes up against an instructor who also wants him to be great, but puts him through some serious paces in order to do that.
I would call him sadistic.
Yes. And there's also another one is Hacksaw Ridge, the true story of the fellow who was a conscientious objector in the war, in World War II specifically, and ended up personally saving over 70 soldiers, 70 men. And then finally, The Revenant, where Leo finally won his Academy Award for it's a true story. The movie was novelized just a little bit, but the true story of the trapper who was left for dead in the, I call it the Arctic North. It was probably, may as well have been.
Yeah, I can't remember where it was.
Yeah, I think it was up in, I won't venture, I want to say it was up like in the North Wyoming, Dakota, up in that corridor.
It was in the Northwest.
Right, in the Northwest. But they left him for dead after being attacked by that bear, and he managed to just drag himself across many miles, and he was driven by revenge. So in this case, we have one who's driven by greatness and professional accomplishment and actualizing his gift. Another one who is simply living out his calling as he believed it, as he felt it to be for himself. And then a third who was motivated by getting back at the guy that killed his son. So whatever it takes sometimes. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Critics Circle, and at the moment we are in our Popcorn Therapy segment talking about grit. And I'm Lisa Ellen with Real Happiness Cinema Therapy, joined by Dr. Donna Copeland of Dr. Donna's Movie Reviews and Texas Art and Film. So one thing people might be wondering about is why we are not talking about true grit on episode. And interestingly enough, that's very deliberate on my part, because in my mind, Rooster Cogburn, who was said to be a man of true grit, as it were, was relentless and tough, very definitely. But for me, that was actually his natural wiring. It was kind of a combination, kind of an alchemy, if you will, of self-confidence and stubbornness, we were just talking about a minute ago. Which is a little bit different than what we're talking about here. Rooster Cogburn went through life with that demeanor, and that was the way he approached all of his business and his business dealings and his personal dealings, and that's just the way he lived his life. Whereas the kind of grit we're talking about is the kind that people pull upon to get through something, or like you said, to overcome an obstruction even. I like that you said that word, because sometimes we talk about obstacles and overcoming obstacles, but really with grit is what we need for an actual obstruction. So that's a great distinction.
It calls for persistence.
It sure does. I think also it requires that we, as you were talking about with resilience earlier, that was more flexible and dynamic in the way it shows up. Grit to me is like we kind of pull in, draw inside, stand in one spot, and then say, I'm going to do this thing, and then start moving forward. It's just, and we have to stop, pull inside, and then step forward and just keep on going.
Yeah, and like in Whiplash, it can also be seen as a struggle for supremacy. A competition.
Yes.
We get the impression in Whiplash that there is a struggle for supremacy between Andrew and his teacher conductor, Fletcher. Part of Andrew's motivation to persist is that he desperately wants to please Fletcher, which really pulls at your heart. So he practices hours on end through blood, sweat, and tears, literally trying to impress him. But the entire plot of the film plays out the gritty competition between the two. And it's not until towards the end that you really do get a sense of Andrew's quest for supremacy over his teacher.
It's interesting, too. I thought it did bring up the point of what it takes sometimes to bring the greatness out of us. Sometimes it is that obstruction. That's what Fletcher saw himself as being. Interesting calling.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about this, but maybe he did have some genuine caring in that
he
thought what he was doing would be to make people better.
Yeah, there was a scene in the jazz club late in the movie when Andrew went to see him in the jazz club, and he spoke of that a little bit. Says people aren't willing to do what I do, but I want that greatness. And it's only when somebody is pressed to these extremes that we see what they can do.
He just ignored the side effects of his treatment.
That's right. There's probably some theme about excessive focus, obsession, I guess is the word. Excessive focus. We're not good. That's not something that necessarily helps us in life, so we probably won't do a segment on that. So how would you see with in The Revenant? I think there are other things in there as well besides just the quest for revenge, as compelling as that was. But I think many people in such circumstances would want to take revenge. And I personally, just my view, I'm not sure that's necessarily the most noble and desirable of things to pull us forward. I think maybe the quest for supremacy is more positive, if you will.
Well, I don't know. Whenever you want revenge against someone who's committed murder and who has wanted to leave you behind in your
buried
injury.
You alive.
Yeah.
Rather offensive.
So I thought that that was noble. That's a healthy thing to want revenge.
Well, I'd put nobility
on
the list.
He had such a competitor, and so he had to pull up everything that he had in order to get this man his due.
Yes. For Hacksaw Ridge as well.
Can we go back for a second?
Yes.
Another thing that I wanted to bring out was the true grit shown by the actor Leonardo DiCaprio in the 9 months of filming, where it was under the most adverse conditions. And then the director Iñárritu having to move his whole filming operation from Canada down to Argentina because Canada didn't have any snow, and snow is essential to the movie. So they themselves
showed
grit.
That's true. Definitely. Yeah, Miles Teller, I doubt that was actually his blood. It was probably Karo syrup and red food coloring. But
well,
DiCaprio and the team down there, they were actually out there. Good observation. For Hacksaw Ridge, just very quickly, that one's pretty straightforward. That was just, he just kept on going. And for him, he used his faith. He said, the prayer helped me do one more. But he's the one that had to pull forward and get back up and go drag one more.
And that's in an altruistic context where he's saving people on the battlefield during a war. But I think it was also a function of his religious belief, wasn't it, Seventh-day Adventist? Mm-hmm.
And also his bad experience having almost killed his brother with a gun.
Yes. I thought that the guilt just increased the belief.
Same for me.
Because
exactly
he wanted to be a good person, acceptable in God's eyes.
Yes.
And he also was trying to make up for his father's abuse of his mother. So he was kind of living out his father's sins too. But, and finally, he wanted to prove to skeptics that his objection to war did not make him a coward. That was very strong.
That was
motivation
beautifully
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he was successful in that.
And
he
was,
praising
indeed.
Him at the end.
There's one I want to throw in here just for, we didn't have time to discuss it today, but there's one called The Other Shore, which is the documentary of Diana Nyad's quest to swim from Cuba to Florida. You want to see grit? Boy, watch that one. That's one of the best examples of them out there. So thank you, Donna. Thanks
you
so much.
And
thank you, everybody else, for listening. This has been another episode of Popcorn Therapy, where we've been talking about grit. I'm Lisa Ellen with Real Happiness Cinema Therapy, RealWELHappiness.com, with Dr. Donna Copeland of TexasArtFilm.net. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
And we'll see you all the next time.
Okay.